T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Phil, we don't want to be all doom and gloom here, but you're here to tell us get ready for a very different looking Labor Day, Thanksgiving, Christmas, maybe New Year's holiday?
That might be the case, because a lot of what we're hearing from health officials is that, and from city, town, local, state officials, is that for the mass gatherings to return, the ones that we're sort of used to, in those holidays that you talked about, you know, it's going to depend on a vaccine. You know, how comfortable are people getting together with one another? Not just for holidays, not just for sporting events, but even just getting on BART and a bus. We're already seeing Muni, for example, in San Francisco, is having to pull back a number of lines, in part because they don't have money. One of the reasons they don't have money is they don't have more riders. One of the reasons they don't have riders is because people don't want to get on a bus that's crowded. Mask or no mask, and that is sort of what we're moving into. We're continuing to open. That's the good news, okay? We haven't backed up. We hit the brakes, but we haven't put anything in reverse yet. We get a new order, what, July 13th? But in the meantime, we have the 4th. The only thing I have to say about that, Jeff, is it's not going to be the usual 4th, but I don't know if it's going to be quiet because those fireworks at M80s are still out there, and every night it's sounding like a war zone around the Bay Area parts of it.
Quiet might not be the right word. I think you're right.
You know, what really strikes me, Phil, just observationally, is that there is such a different risk level, even here in the Bay Area, of what people think is safe to do over this 4th of July.
Well, part of that is the confusion we're getting. And I have to say it. It's very confusing if you follow or try to follow the guidelines. People are still trying to just figure out, let's say, for the masking, is it? You're supposed to wear a mask all the time now. They've just said, let's just wear a mask all the time, because before it was a question of if you're more than 6 feet apart, you don't need to wear a mask. But if you're closer than 6 feet, you should be wearing a mask. Now it's wear a mask all the time. And you're right. Indoor, outdoor dining, what isn't? They don't want us gathering in houses, but what about the backyard? Yeah, it's a very confusing, I have to say, message that we're getting right now as we continue rolling on this for months and months.
And Phil, as we look ahead in terms of the economic impact of all this for the Bay Area, I'm fairly certain Labor Day weekend is typically a big moneymaker for a city like San Francisco with tourists rolling in.
Jeff, the entire summer tourist season has cratered. And it's not just San Francisco. It's throughout the Bay Area. It's throughout California, from Disneyland to the vineyards of Sonoma County and Napa County. Tourism is virtually non-existent. It's really down. Conventions are really down. They're not sure if they're going to have them for the rest of the year. So, yes, it's holidays, it's gatherings, it's all those things, and nobody's saying that nobody is holding their breath for Labor Day right now.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.